That's Charlie Puth and a tune called Attention. It comes off his album Voice Notes from 2017. Yeah. But you knew that because, there it was in the title. You were paying attention. Yeah. Lovely like that. See, I've got Freddie L. in the studio with me right now. He's paying attention. And I've got Rhys Berkeley in the studio, and he's paying attention. Why? Well, because I'm going to be playing you their brand new track in just a while, Crocodile. I'm kind of drawing out the suspense, because that's the best way to launch anything. It's make you really, you know, you'll be sitting on the edge of your... Don't crash the car. Just wait for it. It's going to be worth it. Coming up very shortly here on... Life and Style Radio from Bolito.
African day. Bye bye December.
Where did the time go indeed? Well, it's 20 minutes to 4 o'clock, and the moment that you have been waiting for, if you've been listening to this afternoon show, wondering about what was coming next, hey, I can now confirm, Freddie L. in the house. Yeah, you're supposed to say hello.
Oh, what's that?
Hello. Reese Berkeley in the house.
Hello.
Listen, these are musicians of a superior order, you know, because they are homegrown talent. And homegrown talent, South Africa produces some absolutely awesome musicians and music. Unfortunately, we don't kind of, and I say we because I collectively, you know, I relate, shall we say. I identify.
You're one with the culture.
I identify. And it's one of those things that a couple of South African musicians have made it really big. And then there is an entire raft of unbelievably talented, excellent musos that continue to work and produce and deliver and generally speaking, it's a lifestyle. We don't create mega celebs in this country for whatever reason, unless you're really, you know, sometimes if you're really bad, you become a mega celebrity.
Wow. Yeah.
I don't know why it is, but it's true. So you guys are obviously not really bad.
Oh, yes.
And we'd like to hope so.
You've been doing some interesting stuff locally lately, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. So welcome. Freddie's lost his voice, unfortunately, but not too bad. Yeah,
it here. Always sounds like this, though.
It sounds very, very interesting. You see, I'm going into the same sympathy mode. But Reese, your voice is still good.
So yeah, my voice, yeah.
Let's talk about this project, the latest project of yours. You've actually recorded a track in Ballito. Tell us about that.
Well, it's called Hold On, and it is not our latest single, but the one that we...
Second last single.
Yeah, the one we're trying to push. And it's a song about... do you want to explain
that? Yeah, I can explain it. So it's about young people. It's about how to explain it. Like, staying positive, staying the course, not giving up. So it's relatable to like love, it's relatable to anything that you might be into, if that makes sense, and being misunderstood in the process, and just doing your course and paying your school fees, I guess.
I suppose in a sense it could also relate to the music industry
for
as well.
For sure.
100%. Yeah.
So ultimately 100%. Whatever it is that you believe in, and you no matter what, because ideas are very, very fragile. They tend to be easily damaged by negativity, misunderstanding, roadblocks. But your message, hold on, or keep on, and just persevere. That keeps the dream alive.
That's
so precious, you know. You think about South Africa, we've had a dream for an awfully long time, you know. Of a nation working and living and loving as one. That's the dream. It's always been the dream since our beloved Nelson Mandela took his long walk to freedom and gave us that dream. And we still cling to it. You know, there's the politics is as divisive as hell. But look at what unites us. It's sport is huge, but the bigger one still, I believe, is music.
Universal language. Hey? Let's go.
It's a language.
Universal language. Yeah. It's a beautiful language. And you guys play it and sing it and write it and live it.
Yeah, so part of the lyrics as well, it goes, we're way too young to die. A lot of people give up on their dreams.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's it.
And this is it. Take a listen, folks.
Darling, I need you. Darling, I feel you.
Freddie L and a tune called Hold On, produced by Reese Buckley. You're also playing the keyboards in that arrangement.
Yeah, yeah, I produced everything in there.
Yeah. Oh, it's such a super. It really is. You know, a lot of folk don't understand what goes into a production, but let me just explain to you how important it is to have a sensitive producer behind the combination of the voices. The voices being the instruments that come together in various permutations and at various levels and builds and crescendos and you know, the drops and, oh, yeah. It sounds easy. It is extremely difficult to get it right.
Yeah.
Because everyone has got their own ideas, and I'm sure there's lots of influence being brought to bear by people that are absolutely tone deaf, but they've got, you know, there's what happened.
Yeah.
And you've got a vision, and you've got a... And does the vision change while you're in studio sometimes? I think it does.
That's
the best way, I think, to allow the process to unfold rather than the rigid...
I think it's like the collide between two personalities.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
When it works and it comes together, and that works and it came together beautifully, you know, there's you've almost pushed the vocals. They're there. They're absolutely there, but they're not dominant and overbearing. Is a sort of just a
texture. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It floats. The vocals float on top of a raft of gorgeous, and you bring in the bass and the drums at a point that is just it excites, and then it builds, and then it drops a little bit, and you coast, and then it comes back in. It's a beautiful track, guys.
Thank you, this is going to be on the playlist
from now on. 88 FM.
Thank you,
and I'm going to play it like regularly because I like it a lot.
You know? I want
you guys to succeed. So thanks so much for coming in and bringing us this marvelous track and the marvelous talent. And I wish you huge success, Freddie. You've been in a couple of times before, as has Reese.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take a stand here and say that we have discovered you.
I think so too.
Shout out. Thank you. Thank you for the platform. We're really grateful.
Thank you.
If you continue to make music like this, guys, you make us all extremely proud. So thank you both. And folks, if you've just joined us now and wondering what we're talking about and what we've been playing, this is going to go up as a podcast on our afternoon show platform. If you don't have our app yet, download it. Radio Life and Style, available Apple App Store, Google Play Store, and then go on to the afternoon show, click the button, and look for Freddie L and Reese Buckley. They will be there. Photograph will be up there, and you'll be able to hear that track and our conversation. So, guys, thanks again, and more strength to your bow. We look forward to the next fabulous release. And until then, as they say, hold on.
Hold on. Yeah, shut up. Thank you so much, man.
You're on the afternoon show, coming to you live from the center of Bolito.